I'd like you to get comfortable. Slowly inhale and then exhale and allow yourself to fully relax. Again, slowly inhale and as deeply and comfortably as you can, exhale, releasing all of the tension from your physical body. And feel yourself continue to relax, continuing to breathe slowly and deeply. With every breath you take, you become more and more relaxed, breathing slowly and deeply. As you continue to breathe, become aware of your body. As you inhale, become aware of the muscles in your face and neck. And as you exhale, feel all of the tension in your head slip away. Taking a nice, big, deep, cleansing breath. Breathing even more slowly, becoming aware of your shoulders. And as you exhale, allow feeling to just relax in your shoulders and all your muscles and your arms begin to relax, and all the tension will now disappear. And as you inhale deeply, you begin to feel your chest rise slowly. And as you exhale, allow all the sensation from your breast upward to completely relax. Inhale slowly. And as you exhale, feel the last remaining feeling of tension in your hands and arms begin to slip away as you are fully relaxed. Becoming aware of your stomach and your back, letting go of all the tension leave you. Feel as every muscle begins to loosen, taking a nice big deep breath. Just letting everything relax in your hips and in your pelvis area. Letting all the muscles relax in your thighs. And just letting go of all the tension and physical sensations of your body. You become aware of your knees and your calves. And exhale, letting all that feeling leave you now. Just letting go of all the tension. You are feeling more relaxed than ever. Your mind begins to relax, and you let all the tension and the stress of the day leave your mind. Leave your worries, letting you relax into infinite possibility. And finally, you come to a place of quiet and calm, and you're surrounded with nothing. You're alone in your thoughts, in your mind. And here you have the power to explore your past lives and meet as many of your soulmates that you have shared them with. Take a deep cleansing breath. You are fully relaxed. In front of you now, you will see four doors. One door is blue, one door is red, one door is pink, and one door is gold. All I want you to do for now is notice the richness and the vibrant colors of the doors as you look at each one individually. You don't need to decide which door that you want to go into right now. You're going to be entering them all one at a time. But each of the doors represents a lifetime that you've lived with a soulmate. We all have many soulmates, or we may just have one soulmate that you come into every lifetime with. But the choice is ultimately up to yourself. Your higher self has made that decision many, many lives ago. Take a deep cleansing breath. And when you're ready, I'd like you to go stand in front of the blue door that we will begin to open. And when you open the door, when you're ready, you're going to be greeted on the other side by your soulmate. Take a deep breath, and when you're ready, open the door. When you greet your soulmate, you can give them a hug or a kiss. This is a person that has taught you many, many lessons in this lifetime. Notice, what are they wearing? What do they sound like? What do they look like? What era of time do you feel like you were with this person? And what lifetime were you in? Take a few moments now and just let the memories and the moments come between you and your soulmate. It's now time to say goodbye to this soulmate. Give each other a hug. Take this moment to say goodbye. Know that you are forever connected, but that you now know who was your soulmate in this lifetime and what they had to offer you and what your experience was. Give each other a hug, and when you're ready, come back through the door, closing it behind you. You now go and stand in front of the red door. Now, before you enter the red door, remember, you may see a different soulmate, or you may see the same one that you just saw. because you may be choosing a different soulmate in every lifetime, or you may have some of the same soulmates that come into your lifetimes. But this red door represents another past life with a soulmate. When you're ready, open the door and spend time with your soulmate. How is your soulmate dressed in this lifetime? What memories do you share between you? Spend time reminiscing, talking to each other, hearing things that you may need to hear or that they may need to hear. Take this time to be together. It's now time to head to the next door. Take a moment and say goodbye to your soulmate. You'll walk back through the door and place yourself in front of the pink door. And take a big, deep breath. Relax and remember, you may see the same soulmate or you may see a different soulmate, but you're about to meet a soulmate from a different lifetime. When you're ready, open the pink door. Again, notice your soulmate in this lifetime. Is it the same soulmate in every lifetime, or is it someone new? What are they wearing? Are they male or female? What lifetime, what era are you in right now? What memories do you share with this person here? Spend time with them now, and this is a time if you need to heal or repair anything between you and your soulmate, now is the time to do so. It's now time to say goodbye to your soulmate and to make your way out of this lifetime. Say goodbye and make your way through the door. You're now going to stand in front of the gold door. This door is special because this door will give you the answer to who your soulmate is in this lifetime, the one you are currently in. This may be someone that you recognize. This may be someone that you haven't met yet. This may be someone you recognize from one of the other past lives. But now maybe they're in a different form. Remember, we can recognize people by their eyes, which are the window to the soul. You'll be able to see this person and you'll know who they are physically. But remember, they are still alive or with us in this lifetime. So it's just their higher self that's going to be showing themselves to you. You may hear things, feel things, but you might not be able to interact with them the same as you did in the previous lifetimes with other soulmates. Take a deep cleansing breath, and when you're ready, open the door. Notice who you're seeing, how you're feeling, what you're experiencing. Take it all in right now. And when you're ready, say goodbye to the soulmate and come back through the door. Now you're slowly going to start coming back to the room, feeling your toes, feeling your body, feeling present in the time that we're in right now, hearing my voice. Being aware of the surroundings around you. It's now time to write in your journal and to make notes and information about the soulmates that you saw, what you felt, and what you experienced in this meditation with me. Remember that you can go back over and over again if you wish, because you lived in many, many lifetimes, so you may have many soulmates. Or you may continue to see that there's just one main soulmate that follows you into every lifetime. The most important thing for you to do is to write everything down, because it may be possible now that your soulmates from previous lifetimes will try and reach out or communicate with you, send you signs or symbols. I'm hoping this has given you some answers and hopefully some healing. And so it is said, so it will be, and so it is.